This call is being recorded.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Diane, and this is Truth Tuesday. I've been kind of out of commission for quite a while dealing with my own stuff, but got my motivation back, and I'm here to talk about that inner voice that kind of makes us second guess ourselves and stop doing what we know is good and embracing.
Basically, that's one of the obstacles that I've been having over the past few weeks, is I deal with things on my own, learning how to listen to my happy voice, and empowering voice, and kind of put aside that voice telling me the wrong thing and putting me down. And we tend to put ourselves down a lot throughout the day, and a lot of negativity. That's what I'm going to focus on today. I basically felt kind of crappy this morning. I was down. I was not motivated. I was like, what the heck am I doing? All those negative things that we put into our minds that put us just in a bad mindset. So what did I do? I stopped, took a moment to sit outside and meditate, and I did a feeling activity where what you do is think in the and feel the five senses. So you listen to sound, feel sensations, smell, sense, and the environment. Listen to taste, smell, taste the flavors in your mouth, or maybe something that you've eaten before, and feel sensations throughout your body. So I did that for about 5 minutes, and it really put me in a much better mood, better mindset, and able to accomplish and hold the day. So that's something to think about with this activity. I actually learned about it from a hypnotherapist that I've been going to. I think she's fabulous. She's here locally in Miami. I did a recent course with her about regression, which is also a fabulous technique that I'm excited to start using with my clients as well, because it has helped me work through the emotions that actually stem from childhood issues and feeling this funk, not able to deal with your struggles because you're stuck in these emotions and feelings that are kind of hinder your point. So let's first go into one of these that so when I'm sitting out. Sitting in a hospital and there's a lot of birds. So the first thing I did is let me hear. I'm hearing, I'm listening these sounds. So I was hearing the birds, I was hearing the bees, I was hearing cars passing by, people walking, pushing cars, kinds of things with your eyes closed while you're doing something. And then I went into feel. So I could feel the tension in my shoulders, the tension in my abdomen, where with the anxiety or tension located throughout my body, and the areas that I really need to focus on to relax, continue to breathe, and I moved on to taste. So the taste, the chocolate shake that I had, the saliva on it. And then I feel, so what was I feeling? Feel the energy, feel that I had the happiness that I've. Now I could smell the essential oils on my wrist. I put on Serenity, which was helping relax. I could smell that. I could also smell the fruit environment, sitting outside the trees, the breeze, all that kind of stuff. It was very relaxing for me. Go on, help people, and do what I need to do. So take the time, feel your emotions, feel whatever it is you're feeling, your sadness, take some time to sit and meditate about it. Sensations by using your five senses and whatever it is your body is trying to do.
And that will help you move on and move past that emotion, those feelings, and accomplish whatever it is that you need to accomplish. So I'm having my presentation tomorrow, which I'm pretty excited about because now I'm pumped for it. It's called Bringing Sexy Back. And what does bringing sexy back mean is really to empower women to love themselves, to love their bodies, embrace their desires, their sensations, and improve their...
And now I just have this set recording. It goes live on Halloween, October 31st. So that's pretty cool. And what the series goes through, it goes through some of the benefits it says. It also gives tips on things that you can do just to create a bond between you and your partner. Of course, don't need a partner. It is about empowering women. It's doing things that would make feel sexy and happy about yourself. But if you do have a partner, it helps you can grow that relationship.
Go stagnant when you've been together for so long. In my case, I've been my husband since I was 15, so it's 25 years together, 17 years married, and you kind of get stuck in the hustle and bustle of life and the stress and the anxiety and all the things you have to do as a mom and wife and working and two jobs and all that. So it kind of gets in the way, and it really stops us from embracing each other and loving yourself and loving your relationship. So it's a lot about that, empowering you to love you, whatever sensations it is that you're feeling. And then the last portion is really learning your body. So how can you relax your tension areas, target your body to promote relaxation, restful sleep. And if you choose to embrace the orgasm aspect of it, then also to improve your orgasms and really de-stress that way. One of the cool things about orgasms is just they release so many hormones.
Like a baby. And that's one thing that I was able to accomplish over the past year. Like detoxifying my body, healing my body, for more than 20 years. These feelings, my libido, it all came back. So I was suffering from all these chronic health issues, which was about to emotional trauma, and working through pain at first, and now really see that there's a connection between emotional and physical pain, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help people with pain and to love themselves, with their bodies, embrace their sensations. Truly relax on a daily basis to get you in that zone. So that is bringing sexy back. I'm excited to be doing the video. First filming probably this Friday, and we'll be doing it on Wednesday. So I hope to see you on my YouTube channel. You can check it out. Same as my website, DIANDIGH. And subscribe to the page, subscribe to my website, and you can get all the updates. I'm also going to be posting a lot more articles on here, just to go hand in hand with the series, as well as, you know, my health journey. Open to topics. If there's something you want to hear or read or talk about, feel free to submit a comment on my website or on YouTube, and I will work on that for you. And, you know, take some time to feel your embrace. Body, taking deep breaths and really relax for your day. So if you're feeling anxious, take some time for you, do the little exercise that I talked about, and be ready for the next step. a fabulous Tuesday. I will be here next week for the recap of the presentation and hopefully going on this beautiful Tuesday in October and continuing to remember for the series. Year round. Have a great day.